You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a new Netflix documentary that drops on Tuesday. It's called Halftime. And yes, it's about Super Bowl halftime shows. And Jennifer Lopez is saying that sharing the stage with Shakira, which we all talked about, we thought it was a good show.
It's one of the best halftime shows ever, honestly.
We liked it.
It's very good.
J-Lo didn't like it. She says she didn't like having to share the stage with Shakira. Quote, this was the worst idea in the world, end quote. Now, that might be going a little overboard.
No,
worst idea in the world. She's also mad that they didn't get more time. She says, if it was going to be a double headliner, they should have given us 20 minutes instead of the 12 they had. That's what they should have beeping done.
What a diva, huh? My goodness.
Interesting comment from her manager, who says, typically you have one headliner at a Super Bowl. It was an insult to say you needed two Latinas to do the job that one artist historically has done. But my problem with that, I mean, whether that's true or not, my problem is that halftime shows anymore are rarely one artist.
Yeah, and why not spin it as a couple female powerhouses in that genre that kicked some major butt? And if I recall, that was a very naughty halftime show, too. A lot of crotch
grabbing. There's a lot of booty shaking, wasn't there?
Maybe that's why I liked it so much. But no, it really was a great halftime show. So,
well, don't talk to J-Lo.
That's a bummer that she was so upset about it.
She didn't like sharing time with Shakira.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Sure, it still made her a buttload of money.
Speaking of music, the Grammys have announced, you know, all we want are for award shows on television to get shorter, go faster. So what did the Grammys do? They added five new categories. What are you doing? Best Spoken Word Poetry Album will now be a new category. I think you should go
No,
for
thank
that.
You.
Record some poetry.
Yeah.
And submit it.
Okay.
Score soundtrack for video games and other interactive media will now be a Grammy category.
Seems strange, but I get it.
And Songwriter of the Year. Now, already Song of the Year, which has been around forever, goes to a songwriter, but this is different. They want Songwriter of the Year to be for people who write songs for other artists.
All right.
Who cares? Speaking of new music, I saw that there's a bunch of new stuff that's out. BTS is releasing a three-disc anthology, Jeremy, that has three new songs.
All right.
And two American Idol champions have new albums out today. Carrie Underwood's ninth album is out digitally, but here's what I like. The cassette version will be released in August.
Really?
That's fantastic, actually. So she's going to put out vinyl a little bit later, and then a cassette version of the new Carrie Underwood album.
That's kind
of
cool.
And Kelly Clarkson. Wait a minute. Ooh.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
She has a new EP that's called Kellyoke. Get it?
Hey.
It's a collection of cover songs, including songs originally done by Billie Eilish and Radiohead.
Huh. All right. I'll take
Just
a listen.
Just let you wrap your brains around that. 41% of Americans, according to the headline, say they are above average at spelling. I'll just set that over here. Just going to set that right there. And in news for nerds today, because I'm the science-y nerd on this show. Well, Jeremy's a bit of a science nerd, too. But I got to tell you, I love this one. I'm really fascinated by these life forms on Earth that live for thousands of years. We were talking on the show the other day about that mushroom up in the Pacific Northwest that's thousands of years old, and it might be like more than 100 miles wide. Well, now we have a new record holder for the oldest tree in the world. Currently, they're saying the record holder is this tree in California that's about 4,800 years old. But now they have uncovered a tree. It's down in this chasm in Chile, in South America. It's a cypress tree. Jeremy, the tree is probably around 5,400 years old.
It's really old.
Dang.
It's seen a lot of things, hasn't it?
I mean, that would be, like, how long ago did they talk about the Great Pyramid? Wasn't that about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago?
Could be.
So this tree is older than that.
My gosh, that's really old. They should cut it open and count the rings just to make sure.
I read this thing. Some guy was in this area and he cuts a tree. He's a scientist. And he studies these things. And he cut it down. And after he cut it down, he realized it could have been one of the oldest trees in history.
Whoops.
And everyone was sad and crying. He cut it down. He's like, I'm so sorry.
I didn't know.
Counting the rings. All right, what else is trending?
Trending locally, the new ownership for the Broncos could lead to an old legend returning to the team. The Walton Penner Group has discussed an advisory role with Peyton Manning, PFM. This is coming out from ESPN. They say he has kept his eye on the franchise since retiring and winning Super Bowl 50, remind you. He still lives here in Denver. He attends the games, and he admits that he still cares deeply for the Denver Broncos. They say this might be a good choice for him because it has open-ended possibilities like potential ownership stake in the future. So he's kind of getting his foot in the door now with the new group and work his way up. So that would be pretty darn cool, I think, you know, having him standing on the sidelines even and him and Elway, you know, after the big game.
Sure.
It's kind of cool. I like this.
You know, advisory,
I like him.
That's fine. Speaking of ownership stake, did you see that story about John Elway? How decades ago Pat Bowlen offered him either a pay raise now or I'll give you a stake in the team that could end up being like a 10% stake in the team. And Elway chose like the $15 million now.
Kicking himself now, I bet.
Yeah, they did the math. They
he's
said
got plenty of money, though.
What he walked away from was the equivalent of about $900 million.
Yeah, that's... Whoops. He's fine. Boy. He's got his car dealerships and stuff. PFM was in my hood the other day. He was at my Starbucks, which was really close to my house, and I had a friend there, and she was sending me pictures of PFM at the Starbucks, and he walked out to a brand new bright blue Bronco, of course.
Oh, okay.
How fitting. What a perfect car for him to be driving.
Did people leave him alone, I hope?
I don't know. She was just taking pictures of him from the parking lot. So
I
know no further details. Britt got married yesterday to her longtime boyfriend, Sam something or other. It was supposed to be an intimate ceremony, about 60 guests. Madonna, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, Kate Hudson, Gwyneth Paltrow. There's a few of the biggies that were there. The brother wasn't there, her sister wasn't there, dad and mom wasn't there, and her two boys weren't there. So I don't know.
Her children were not there.
The family, man. This family does not get along at all. But anyway,
I guess Kevin Federline sent some note that say,
hey, good job.
The boys and I wish you well.
Yeah. The big takeaway from the wedding yesterday, though, is her previous husband, Jason Alexander, who they were only married for like 55 hours, showed up at the wedding. Here is him. He live streamed the whole thing trying to get in. Here's some audio.
Hey, where's Brittany at? Hey, tell me the truth. Where's Brittany at? Brittany. No, my name's Jason Alexander. Brittany invited me here. Brittany Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding.
I cut out the part where he said he had a gun, too. So that's...
Oh, my God.
What a scary thing. Scary situation. So they ended up having to, like, wrestle him out of there.
And he was arrested.
That's creepy. What a
you know what
weirdo,
I would say to
man.
Jason Alexander?
Leave Brittany alone! Please!
Oh, yeah. You cut it off. I thought there was more.
No, that's all I wanted.
That's
leave
it.
Brittany
all right.
alone.
All right, leave her alone. Here's a weird little post making the rounds today. It's coming from someone on Reddit. They decided to get creative with some calculations and answer the question, if you blended up all the humans in the world, how big would the human meatball be? Now, what they did is they took into account the worldwide population. It's approaching 8 billion people. The density of the average human, the weight of the average human, and then they kind of compiled a goose sphere. And what they decided is it's going to be about 2/3 of a mile wide, or equivalent of 3 Eiffel Towers, and it would fit quite nicely inside Central Park. So really, it wouldn't be that big if everybody was kind of gooed up into one ball.
Wow. What an image. What a visual. Does that include the bones and everything?
I think that's just everything. If you just ground everybody up and made a big meatball. There's kind of a picture of it on our Facebook page. I posted it. And it's kind of interesting to think about. I mean, you really think like 8 billion people is a lot. That's a lot of space. But once you put us all into one spot, it's not that many people. It's not that big of a, you know, spot to take up. So,
you know,
kind of
there's
a weird story
there, Jeremy.
What's that?
The lesson that we are not as almighty as we think we are as the human race. We could fit inside Central Park.
That's right. But although we're actually a very small part of the world and we jack everything up on the planet too.
Yeah, but our hubris is huge. We think that's why we jack up the planet. Your hubris is huge.
I do want to tell you this one last story because it's really funny. This might have been a tragic way to die, but two workers at an M&M factory in Pennsylvania had to be rescued yesterday after they got trapped in a huge vat of chocolate and they couldn't get out. Now, the report is saying that it was only about waist high. Otherwise, they would have drowned. Someone called 911 and they got him out. They got him to the hospital. And I think, I did pull audio of that. Here's the what it sounded like there in the factory.
Don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Lee, don't do that. My chocolate. My beautiful chocolate.
Yeah, it was a scary situation there in the factory. So it sounds like everybody's doing all right. All right, let's do that clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a prank that just keeps on giving. I love these videos, and they're going viral again, of the ladies tricking their guys into rolling into a Starbucks and at the drive-thru ordering a pinkity drinkity. And there's no such thing, and they film their boyfriends and husbands ordering these pinkity drinkities and all embarrassed. So I posted one of these on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending now with the boys in the morning here at Mix 100.